and what military officials are calling mass arrests involving human smuggling. AP correspondent Jennifer King explains.
On July 3rd, two Camp Pendleton-based Marines were arrested and accused of transporting undocumented immigrants. U.S. Border Patrol agents reportedly saw three immigrants jump into the Marines' car on Interstate 8 north of the border near Tecate. According to a federal complaint, the undocumented immigrants told agents they had agreed to pay the Marines $8,000 to take them north from the border to Los Angeles. Now officials say they've arrested 16 more Marines following an investigation into human smuggling. Another eight are being questioned about alleged involvement in drug offenses as part of a separate investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Justice Department says it will execute federal inmates for the first time in a while. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The federal government will resume carrying out executions of federal death row inmates for the first time since 2003. The Justice Department has announced five inmates are scheduled for execution starting in December. Executions of federal inmates had effectively been frozen by a 2014 directive from President Barack Obama that called for a review of capital punishment issues surrounding lethal injection drugs. In making its announcement, the Justice Department said the review has been completed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing dozens of people. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkpoints in Takhar province, while multiple bombs rocked capital Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. This is VOA News. The prospects of U.S. Democratic lawmakers impeaching President Donald Trump appears to have significantly diminished after former special counsel Robert Mueller offered no new explosive allegations about the U.S. leader in hours of congressional testimony this week. Meanwhile, Congress is divided over another topic after Robert Mueller's testimony, with more pressure on Republicans to join Democrats in passing additional election security legislation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Mueller warned Russian election meddling was not limited to 2016.
They're doing it as we sit here.
Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell blocked one voting security effort last year and is now stopping a House-backed bill that would help states secure voting systems.
This request is not a serious effort to make a law.
It says the Trump administration's already made election security strides. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Mueller's testimony should have been a wake-up to do more, not less.
That's a disgrace.
Federal agencies have moved to address election security on their own amid Congress's inaction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Celebrations erupted in the capital of Puerto Rico late Wednesday night after Governor Ricardo Rossello announced in a video message that he is stepping down. His resignation comes after 2 weeks of protests calling for his resignation in the wake of a texting scandal. The fury started 2 weeks ago when an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rossello and several top aides and associates. Those conversations included messages laced with disdain for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria, as well as misogynistic and homophobic slurs in reference to his political rivals. New York City resident Angela Roldan, who's originally from Puerto Rico, says everyone who's connected to the island is celebrating the ouster of the governor. North Korea fired two missiles off its east coast Thursday. We get more from VOA's Bill Gallo.
The missiles launched Thursday appear to be short range, possibly similar to those North Korea launched in May. That launch didn't derail nuclear talks. And Seoul-based analyst Bong Yong-shik says the latest one probably will not either.
It is another attempt by North Korean authorities to put additional pressure on Washington prior to actual negotiations to set the agenda for working-level negotiations on denuclearization.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises. But so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dating, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.